Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. And I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. And hope you're having a great day today as we head into, believe it or not, the last weekend of June. And the last Sunday of June will be this Sunday, and we look forward to a great Lord's Day here at Bible Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school classes and Bible classes meet at 9:30 on Sunday morning. 10:30 is our morning service, and 5:30 is the evening service. And we look forward to a great Lord's Day closing out the month of June, and we look forward to a great time together. This is the week our Spanish church has been over at a family conference in Illinois, and they returned the evening from that trip, and then our campers will head out on Monday, heading out to camp, both our teens and our juniors. I think there's about 30 of them going up to camp, and camp's a great thing. I worked as a camp counselor for a couple years, as did my wife, who we weren't married at the time, of course, but boy, I believe in camp for kids and for teenagers, and you'd get them away from all the things of the world and the electronics and everything, and boy, it's amazing how they open up to the Lord, and God deals with their hearts about things in their life. So that'll close out the month of June, and then we'll head in right into July. July 2nd, we'll have our All-American Sunday here at church, and still thank God that we're in the United States of America, and we have the freedoms that we do, and we have a big church picnic on July 3rd, and that's always a highlight and a great time together. And then, of course, we'll celebrate July 4th. So things are moving right along through the summertime, and I hope you're having a great summer as well. If your Bible's nearby, there are several places we're going to look at this morning or tonight, whenever you're listening to the broadcast. And I want to talk to you a little bit about our relationships with Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3 and verse 18, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, we're growing in grace, just as my children grew. And as my children grew, our relationship grew. Our relationship changed. And we're growing up in our Christian life. Just we grow physically, we're to be growing spiritually. And we grow in all of our relationships. I have a different relationship now with my wife than I did when we were married 44 years ago. And so I want to grow in my relationship with Christ. Well, where does it start? Well, it starts in John chapter 10. John 10 and verse number 27. Jesus said this, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." 17 times in the book of John, we're referred to as sheep. Now, he said, I would have gathered you like, or you're scattered about like sheep having no shepherd. I've not come but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. When he had the sheep and he went looking for one, the 99, and he had 99, went looking for the lost one. But he says here, "My sheep know my voice." And they, in other words, sheep obey. Sheep are not the smartest creatures. In fact, they're rather dumb. And so they have to have a shepherd. And I don't know about you, but I don't know anything. I need a shepherd. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the shepherd seeks to bring us back. Sheep need to be watched. They need to be guarded. They need to be protected. They're sheep. And that's okay. And that's our first relationship we have with the Lord. We come to him and we say, "The Lord is my shepherd. Feed me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Protect me, Lord. Guard me, Lord. Watch me, Lord." And God takes us in. And the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. And that's the first relationship we want. And that's good. That's a good relationship, but it's the first rung in our relationship with Christ. It's first rung on the ladder, so to speak. As we grow in our relationship with Christ, we come to John 12 and verse 26. John 12 and verse number 26, Jesus says this, "If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." Now he calls us a servant. Now, he says, we are his servants. We follow the master. We serve Jesus Christ. In other words, now I get to where I want to do something for the Lord. I want to serve the Lord. I want to do something for him. I want to tell others about him. Maybe I want to work on a bus route. Maybe I want to teach a class. I will sing in the choir. Take my turn in the nursery. Whatever it is, I'm discovering I'm happy when I'm serving Jesus. There really is happiness in serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now, it's not a lofty title, a servant, but it's what we should be. We should be servants of Jesus Christ. And what it means we're looking to please the Lord and not men. Because if we tried to please men, we shouldn't be the servant of Christ. And listen, it's the position we take. It's not a title we carry. Jesus came serving. He was a servant. He told his disciples, I'm among you as one who serves. And James, when he wrote his book, though he was a half-brother of Jesus, you know how he started his book? James, a servant of Jesus Christ. Peter, a servant of Jesus Christ. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ. Oh, they got the message. Because Jesus said, the greatest among you will be a servant. You say, well, how do I know if I'm really a servant of Christ? Well, if you're truly a servant, how do you react when people treat you like one? Oh, how often do we hear the things, what do you think I am, a slave? What do you think I am, a doormat? How about a servant? I'm not talking about having a servant's heart. I'm talking about being a servant. Oh, that's what we need. And that's the next step up in our relationship with Jesus Christ. We're sheep, then we're servants. And then in John 13, in verse number 35, Jesus says another thing. He says, men, by this shall all men know you're my disciples, because ye have love one to another. All men will know you're my disciples because you love one another. Now, you're still a sheep and you're still a servant, but as you continue to serve, you become my disciples. You become my disciples. Jesus said in John 8 and 31, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. He didn't say if you start in my word, if you dabble in my word. He said if you continue in my word. In other words, a disciple is a learner, and Christ is the teacher. And so we desire to be like our teacher. We desire to be like the master. That's a disciple. We're not just believing in him. We desire to be like him. And so we have to know the book. We have to deny ourselves, as the Lord taught, and take up our cross daily and follow him. We don't follow someone else. We don't look at others. We keep our eyes on Christ. And listen, that is forever. We're in it for keeps, so to speak, all right? We are always learning. You never arrive. We will never arrive in the Christian life. We are always going to be disciples, learners of Jesus Christ. Now, the root word of disciple is discipline. And so, if I'm going to be a learner, I must discipline my life. That means I'm disciplined, and I'll be in church when the doors are open. I'm disciplined, and I'm going to pray when it's time to pray. I'm disciplined, and I'm going to read the Bible when it's time to read the Bible. And I'm disciplined, and I'll witness. I'm disciplined, and I'll be separate from the world. I'm going to be disciplined in my life. And so I see that I'm growing in my relationship with Christ. I start as a sheep, and then I added the fact I'm going to be a servant. I'm going to serve my Lord, and I'm going to do something for my God. And then I want to be his disciples. I want to learn from him. I want to be like him. But that's not all the Lord wants. There's another level of a relationship with him, and that is found in John 15 and verse 14. John 15 and verse 14, where Jesus says, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Friends. Oh, that word has been minimized. That word has doesn't mean what it used to mean. It's been trivialized, I guess would be a good word. Not talking about buddies, not talking about sentimental, and not talking about, oh, look at all the friends I have on social media. Look at all my friends on Facebook, or look at all my friends on Instagram. That's not what he's talking about. Not talking about just friends or followers. No, we're talking about, and by the way, he said, you're my friends. I didn't say Jesus is my friend. When I say he's my friend, I'm bringing him down to my level. When Jesus says you can be my friend, he's bringing me up to his level. I am his friend, and I want to be friends with Jesus. How do I do that? He said, you're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Just obey him. Obey him. Obey him and do what? Whatsoever he commands me. whatever he says. He doesn't say, Jesus says, will you obey me? And I say, well, depends. What is it? No. Whatever it is, I'll do it. If the Lord comes to me and says, now, Stan, will you do this? I don't say, well, Lord, I do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll do it. Abraham, will you take your son, your only son, Isaac, and go and sacrifice him? And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and he took the wood, and he took the fire, and he got Isaac and a couple servants, and they took off for Mount Moriah. Why? Abraham immediately obeyed. And he took the knife up when Isaac laid on that altar, and he took that knife up, and he would have brought it down into his only son. Because the New Testament says that he believed God would have been able to raise him from the dead. And so, yeah, I believe Abraham would have taken his life. But, of course, God spared him and said, no, you don't have to. I have a ram caught in the thicket, but I know that you love me. And now I know he proved him there. But listen to James 2 and verse 23. The Bible says, and the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. He's called the friend of God. Oh, my friend, that's why. Because he did whatsoever the Lord commanded him to do. Very few people in the Bible are called the friend of God. The Bible says a friend loveth at all times. Will you love God at all times? Will you love him when you're laid off? Will you love him when you say goodbye to your mother or your father? Will you love him no matter what happens in your life? Listen, God loves me at all times. If I'm to be his friend, I'll love him at all times. And so I want to be his friend. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Oh, songwriters have gone with that theme all along, haven't they? What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. I found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Oh, my! I don't know about you, but I want to be his friend. I want to do whatsoever he commands me to do. Doesn't matter what it is. Lord, just say the word, and I'll do it. Because you can be his friend when you do whatsoever he commands you to do. Well, where are you in your relationship with Christ? Are you a sheep? Will you desire to take the next step up and become a servant? Are you a sheep and a servant? Will you take the next step up and decide to be a disciple? A learner? A student of Christ desiring to be like the Master? Will you step up to the best rung, I think the closest rung, and be his friend? Because you'll do whatsoever he tells you to do. Oh, my friend, that's the place to be. And you'll find there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Well, I hope you'll grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on this Friday, and you'll continue to grow throughout your Christian life until we see him face to face. I hope you have a great Friday, everybody. I look forward to being with you. Of course, we'll see some of you on Sunday, then the rest of us will meet back on the radio come Monday, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the Bible. Yes, that's the book for me. All right, and we'll look forward to that broadcast on Monday. Have a good weekend, everybody, and until Monday, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. May be a shining light to Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.